to the situation in relation to St. James's Hospital and it not being fit to have a children's hospital. Earlier on, we had John Smith, who is a retired ambulance driver, who basically said that he had to get Garda escorts in and out. It was so hard to get in and out of the place with the specialist ambulance that he was driving for up to 13 years. And we also had Lisa Hardiman, who's a mom of a local girl here in Galway, who's 11 years going in and out to the children's hospital. Also, we put a call out to Professor Jim Brown, the president of the college, because he's the chairperson of the committee, challenged with this relocation and dislocation. I'm also now joined on the line by Professor Owen Smith, who's a professor of paediatrics and adolescence medicine at University College Dublin. He's a consultant paediatric haematologist at Our Lady's Children's Hospital, and he's also a special advisor to the new Children's Hospital. He joins me online. One, Professor, morning to you.
Morning, Keith. Hi.
Good to have you. I suppose this is an argument and a battle that's ongoing, but people are questioning and have questioned on this programme and other programmes the location of St. James's.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I respect that, and people should actually ask those questions. But for somebody who's been involved in this since 1995, I came back from training at Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital after 10 years there and came back in 1995, and we were talking about a children's hospital then. It is absolutely, I would suggest, outrageous that we don't have a children's hospital in 2016. And, you know, it's taken all of those years to get to where we are today. What we do have is we do have a site for this children's hospital, which is on the campus of St. James's. It's a 12-acre site. The size of this hospital, it will be the biggest children's hospital in the European Union. And not only that, but it's also on the campus of St. James's, which is probably the premier adult hospital in the country. So that marriage between paediatrics, tertiary, quaternary, really specialised paediatrics with specialised adult medicine is such a fantastic vista going forward, and I'm incredibly excited about this. But it went through planning, Keith, on boards and all that, who are independent of this, and they assessed everything in relation to the physicality of where this hospital is going to be, but also they have addressed in relation to traffic as well. And the area around St. James's will change as this hospital is in terms of access from the road. This hospital also, as you know, has the Lewis running through it. It connects with the north side of the city, the south side of the city, and all the major train stations. But the other thing as well that's been going on about car parking, it has 1,000 car parking spaces. 675 of those are dedicated to the patients and the families. Mm-hmm. There's no other hospital. When I was at Great Ormond Street, there was no car parking spaces. Absolutely none.
But then they had better public transport, perhaps. I'm listening to the argument that you're putting forward, and yet you have an ambulance driver who was on the program with us today to say, you can't get in, you can't get out. And others are saying, Blanchardstown is there, you come off a slip road, you're in the hospital, that's where it should be built.
Well, you can argue against that as well. I mean, I live in Dublin, obviously, and I travel around. I don't have any problem getting in and out of St. James's at the moment. And, you know, if you have a problem on the M50, you have a problem getting into Blanchardstown. But the concept of, you know, the concept of why we're building this hospital on a campus allied to an adult hospital is the most fundamental. And from my point of view, as a clinician and as a clinician scientist, is to get more better outcomes for our children. And we can only do that. This is what's been done in Boston. This is what's been done in Berlin, is to ally ourselves with a major adult teaching hospital, because that's where the research will happen. And research today is tomorrow's cures. I'm incredibly excited about this.
Can I ask you about the question then posed about having it co-joined with the maternity hospital, so mom can be there, and if baby needs assistance, baby can be very close by?
Absolutely, and that is fundamental. And the whole concept of tri-location is what we are going to achieve on this campus of St. James's. It's big enough to, you know, to bring in the Coombe Children's Hospital, and that is in the HSE planning. I've sat for the last 2.5 years designing this hospital, and everything in the design around this hospital took into account where the maternity is going to be bolted onto the children's hospital. So you're absolutely right. For young neonates, it's so important to have a maternity hospital on this campus as well, which the space is there, but also to look after the mothers. And a lot of these mothers, actually, you know, they need to be right beside a major adult teaching hospital intensive care, because we do still lose some mums during a difficult childbirth, etc. So the campus is the right campus, and you know, I'm incredibly excited, Keith, as I was saying earlier on.
Yeah, but then we've the likes, Professor, of Lisa Hardiman, a mom who called us and said, look, I've read this article in the Examiner today by a former colleague of yours. This is ridiculous what's going on. And she came on the program, she told us, she said it doesn't affect her anymore because she uses public transport because her daughter is now a young woman and she brings her in and out. But she said, I don't want parents going through what I went through, ditching cars, forgetting cars, you know, leaving, being exposed to antisocial behaviour in the area, not a good area, all that type of stuff mixed into it.
You see, the thing about that is, Kate, and nobody should be allowed to be exposed to that, but this particular hospital, when you drive into this hospital, you're going to come underground, you're going to be protected. So therefore, you enter the hospital in a protected zone. It's not like as if you were, you know, driving into a hospital on the Greenfield side where the car parking would be away from the hospital and therefore you'd be exposed. There's also a set-down parking area. So if you have a child and you need to get into A&E rapidly, there is an area that will accommodate 20 cars in front of the hospital. We've gone through all of those scenarios. And, you know, as somebody who's been doing this for 25, 30 years, this is the right location. We'll build the right hospital for our sickest children, and I'm incredibly excited about it.
Are you saying to me, Professor Owen Smith, trust me, this has been a labour of love for me since 1995. Trust me, this is the best site, and this is where it has to go.
I am indeed, Keith, and I don't see there's an alternative. You know, if there was an alternative, I would be the first person out, because I don't mix my words in terms of speaking out against the HSE or the Department of Health. And, you know, I've had run-ins with them before. This is the right site. This is the right place for the hospital. Let's get it built for our children and stop discussing it continuously, because it is the right place.
Professor, thank you for joining us. And Professor Owen Smith, Professor of Paediatrics and Adolescent Medicine at University College Dublin. Some straight talking there. 11:18, we're back just after these. The comment lines are open more.